Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, right, right. Natural start is what we're looking for.
Do you guys do a theme song?
Keep it natural.
Yeah, there's a theme song.
Wait, it has started. Oh, all right.
Did you guys see that there's a... Richie just kills himself.
Let me snap into character. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear about this Elaine Bobbitt, ladies and gentlemen?
Did you guys hear about this Monica Lewinsky, folks?
Yeah, I tell you, she's for the birds. Now, what were you going to say, Devin?
That aliens are, like, real. You guys see this?
Yeah.
I think a guy that worked for the Navy and the Pentagon.
Yeah, it was Fravor.
Said it's real.
He was a pilot named Fravor. He was on Rogan's podcast.
His name was Fravor?
His last name was Fravor.
So okay.
I can't remember his first name.
Right. That's a bad name. So he's lying.
Yeah, he's like Frasier. Yeah.
No, it's probably one of the most famous UFO videos that exists.
There's a million of them now.
But that's the most
that's the craziest one.
That's the most credible one.
I did see something this week that the CIA or the Pentagon, whatever, basically admitted that from like the 40s to the 70s, about half of all UFO cases, they knew exactly what it was. And they just lied to the general public because it was like covert.
We're testing new planes to bomb people.
That's the thing. Exactly. My girlfriend's like, there's aliens. Like, aren't you amazed by this? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm more amazed still by the fact that Donald Trump existed than aliens being real, even if they are real. I don't, because it's the thing with aliens, it's like shit or get off the pot. Come out of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's time to exit the UFO, land it, and come talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enough of, like, we just keep capturing you and shitty footage of you being an alien. It's probably just China or something. Or
how about an identified flying object?
Yeah,
folks.
Goddamn right, Jace. We hit the big issues here.
I heard it was Zsa Gabor was flying. She was piling the UFO. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows what it was? Probably some weird fucking glitch with a camera. I don't believe.
Well, they're making it. The government's making it sound like no, it's aliens.
Did they release the shit?
There's a ton of them. There's a ton of little. It's just a speck, one of them goes into water. One of them flies right into the fucking ocean.
That's the thing I was talking about. But did they release new documents? That video's been out for a long time.
I don't know. There's a 60 Minutes where it's basically like the guy's just interviewing people that have worked for the military, pilots for years, and they're like, yeah, for the last like 15 years, like about once a day, like I lose my fucking mind, and I go, what is that?
So
I
the
have
big,
no idea what that is.
So
like,
the big,
basically like almost saying like, it's, I have no explanation.
And
it's,
it happens all the time.
And it's happening all of the fucking time. But it's like, if that is happening all the time, like I said, like, wouldn't they want to come get out? Right.
It would be fun. Have you seen the movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Yeah, it's good.
Where the aliens they picked up all our radio signals over the years?
Yeah.
So it would be funny if the aliens just know, all they know about us is just listening to Joe Rogan apps. They come out of the ship and they give us a kettlebell as a symbol of peace.
Yeah, they bring us elk.
Right.
And the aliens get off the ship and they go, trans fighters should not be allowed in.
We would have landed. They talk like Native Americans. We would have landed many moon ago if not for trans people in
the
UFC.
Aliens are just like Native American people that figured out a way to like not slaughtered
that
back
would be
in
great.
The
yeah.
They're like, we actually dominated you and then we rewrote history fake as a prank.
But yeah, it's really interesting that we live in a day and age where they're just releasing footage now.
That footage has been out. I don't know what's
been
new.
Out for a while.
Well,
new.
The fact that they're saying it's,
I guess the big new thing is that we acknowledge
the
that there's something that's weird that we don't know.
Yeah, that's the big deal.
I guess that's kind of
they
crazy.
Confirmed it in the middle of COVID and nobody gave a shit.
Right.
And then now, because of the 60 Minutes, you got Obama confirming it.
Obama. You got Obama over
Obama.
Here. And you got Trump.
Right.
And they were both presidents.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
I fucked one of the aliens and it's pussy. Right?
Yeah.
Like Obama?
That's what Obama
and
sounds
then,
like.
And then Trump.
And then Trump would be like, I fucked them in the pussy.
Listen, the aliens, they have the tightest pussy. I fucked them so good with my big cock.
What if the footage is probably just Trump flying around in something
probably,
that he just purchased?
It's Trump in the little spaceship from the Flintstones.
That guy, I feel bad for that guy. He can't. There's no. He can't.
Trump.
He just can't.
You feel bad for Trump?
There's nowhere for him to speak. he didn't have enough.
Yeah, he tried starting a Twitch channel.
He was on the come up, and right. we took it all away from him.
Yeah.
Is he still banned from Twitter?
He's on Patreon.
Is he banned from Twitter?
He's banned from everything. He's banned from everything. Oh, like, literally, he's deplatformed from
done.
The internet.
He's
yeah.
finished.
Let him back on Twitter. I mean, now that he's not the president, he's not as harmful. He's, yeah. It's not as big of a risk. Let him, I say let
yeah.
him back.
Yeah, I mean, they banned him.
He's a maniac. I know. I'm I not know. Saying he was a good president or whatever.
They right. banned Trump from everything. He's not even on Brazzers. They Bang Bros canceled his subscription.
I had the gold account. The amount of liked videos that have gone forever is tragic.
Trump's, he gives a speech. He goes, Naughty America right. has canceled my video.
My algorithm was perfect. First video recommends I nut to every time. Every fucking time. It's a damn shame.
Isn't it crazy, though, how much that guy ran our day-to-day? He just gets...
Yeah, he ruled our lives.
Literally ruled yeah. every waking minute of our lives. Not because of him, actually. Because of people's pathetic response yeah. to him. Yes, he sucked, but yeah. people were worse in their response. They were more embarrassing than him.
Right.
The way everyone else ruined our lives over him.
Right. For the sake of the bit, I will say yeah.
A little bit. And I think you should grab him by the pussy. Right. No. But it's like he then just gets censored, not president anymore, right. and it's almost like I feel like it's like a figment of my imagination well, that we lived through that.
I feel like you still see people on Twitter who are almost, they really miss him a lot. Yeah. Like the Jeff Tiedricks, those type of guys.
Oh, yeah, that
the
loser.
Palmer Report guys. God. I would, here's how much of a loser I am. I would check those guys because I missed... Just pulling up their accounts and being like, I fucking hope this guy dies.
I know.
And gets hit by a bus.
There was that Eugene Yu, that MD, that would always be under Jeff Tiedrick.
Right, yeah.
We're talking
yeah.
about those two guys that were always under Trump's
Jeff Tiedrick
tweets.
Was the guy, he looked like Eric Clapton if he fell off, like, if he fell off he instead of his like, son.
He looked like Eric Clapton's dead kid grown up.
And it would be like Trump would tweet sometimes he would tweet like praying for everybody in Houston during these floods, hope everyone's okay. And then Jeff Tiedrick's like, maybe you should fucking kill yourself, yeah. you bitch. It's like, dude, like wait one more tweet when he says black people should
right,
die.
Let him say like
give
a bad him, thing.
Give it a day.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
No, I know. Even when he would say something that's like normal, the guy right. would be like, hey, why don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
I specifically remember it was like during one of the hurricanes, he goes, wishing everybody safeness during the hurricanes, and somebody replied, he goes, you know, you're not a fucking weatherman, right? It's like, oh, should people just run into the street during the hurricane because fuck Trump? You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. That being said, I do not align with his policies whatsoever.
No, I don't mean either, right. but he did, the election was stolen from
right.
him.
Right. I was at the Capitol.
But all, me as well. Yeah.
I grabbed the fire extinguisher. Right. Things got crazy.
I did beat the cop to death.
The Capitol riot. What a time.
What a great day that was.
Literally the best that entertainment was, I've ever had. Better than any coverage. Movie that's come out in 3 years.
It was like professional wrestling, honestly.
It was unbelievable.
I remember we spent the entire day in the group chat just sending bits back
just
and forth.
That
was very good
And
stuff.
Then that white lady got shot in the face.
And there was footage of it.
And there was there's footage of her on the way there.
Climbing into the window.
But she's like driving there like on a live stream. She's like eating a Cliff Bar for energy so she could get in.
That's right.
Boom. Right to the face.
Yeah. Jeez. And her video is just like, isn't it just like basically, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, YouTube? Gonna have a great day storming the Capitol.
Storming the Capitol. Oh, then there was that one lady that got, this was the great, this is so sad. These just these Appalachian whatevers, right. these people, whoever Trump had eating out of his palm. Just this is all right. of Appalachia.
A lot of America. Yeah,
most
honestly,
of America,
yeah.
though. Yeah. But like, that one lady where she got all pepper sprayed and she's like with her husband and they're interviewing her and they're like, what happened? And she's like, they pepper sprayed me. They're just trying to storm the Capitol. Right. And then they're like, why'd you try and do that? And she's like, it's a revolution.
She's like a soccer mom who doesn't get you can't storm the capital of the U.S.
It's so funny. In their head, they think they're like the people dumping tea in the Boston Tea
really
Party.
Did.
But in real life, they're like, I wanted to storm it, and now my eye hurts.
I literally couldn't believe there were people in America, even dumb people that didn't understand the repercussions of doing something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
they
couldn't believe it.
And it was so many people got themselves sent to jail for treason because of tweets and stuff.
It's so crazy.
Dude, there were so many. Dude, there was celebrities there. Ariel Pink was there.
Who's that?
He's the guy who has the round and round, round and round we go. He's like a Brooklyn recording artist. He has one popular song.
Okay.
Ariel Pink's Hot and Graffiti.
Oh, is he a black dude?
No, no, he's very white.
Okay.
He's the whitest man who ever
lived. Because a guy just got taken, he got arrested for he used the Capitol riot to do his album artwork.
I did see that. He was like,
he's like this in front of it, and they right. arrested him.
He released his album. Yeah, he released his album, and they're like, that's a federal crime. Your album is a federal crime.
You're taking a picture. Right. It's like jumping in front of like Reginald Denny, like right. getting like bludgeoned to death. Be like,
right, a picture of you shooting Ronald Reagan.
My favorite goof was how Devil was saying he wanted to storm the Capitol, but only to raid AOC's locker to sniff her panties.
If I was storming the Capitol, I would have just gone through AOC's panties in her locker.
It cuts to me. I'm eating Nancy Pelosi's bras midway through.
I would have been in some room like, how do I send myself $2,000?
My favorite was one guy tweeted, he tweeted breaking, and it was a picture of him and Nancy Pelosi's desk. He goes, breaking news, I have now entered Nancy Pelosi's office. It's like, breaking news, I'm going to jail for 20 years because of this tweet.
These people. Oh my God, when that guy put his feet up on her desk and they smeared shit on the walls.
It was great.
I gotta say, it was inspiring.
The thing was, I think for a lot of us, we were like, I think you said this, where you're like, I always wanted to see this, just not from this group of people.
No, exactly. That's why it was so depressing. It was like, they got the perfect thing again.
Right.
Like, let's not pretend like those people don't deserve to be afraid for their lives after the year they put everybody through. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pretend like, oh, it's so horrible. Nancy Pelosi right. and Mitch McConnell had to run for their lives.
People on Twitter were
no,
like,
good.
Yeah, people were like, oh, no, not our U.S. senators.
Yeah, what? These people that have literally been, like, playing a game with right. your job and your livelihood Mitch for a year straight.
Mitch McConnell might get beat to death? Right. Oh, no.
Mitch McConnell should be fucking shot by right. Anton Chigurh. He should literally have the cat. Javier Bardem
the cattle prod, yeah.
Sir, will you sign the bill?
Right.
And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he just puts the cattle prod right up to Mitch McConnell's head. Mm-hmm. Anyway, is this allowed? I don't think so right. on YouTube. But
yeah, actual threats against members of Congress.
We're talking about my uncle, Mitch McConnell. But yeah, that was. But it's like with a bunch of Trump, you know, QAnon idiots.
Right.
So it's perfect for them to use to be like, it's disgusting. AOC says she's getting therapy for it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Right. You need therapy?
Right.
Imagine every like soldier in Iraq. Like, I've PTSD. What are you in here for?
What happened?
You're the group therapy thing, right? So I got my leg blown off.
Right.
He has one eye because he got shrapnel. Right. Like, you're here.
Yeah.
Like, I had to evacuate early because there might have been people coming to raid.
Trained Secret Service brought me to a secure room, and now I have PTSD.
Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean,
rocking tits, by the way. If you just ask
beautiful
that.
Rack. Yeah. Big milky jug.
By the way, just quickly, I have to say, both of my legs, all my limbs blown off in Iraq. Great tits.
Yeah.
Great fucking rack, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, she's
lower torso uses a little work.
It still works. Yeah. Yeah. Most of my dick is still here.
It's getting hidden by those pants.
Talking about limbless AOC.
Limbless AOC. Yeah. Well, she just needs some injections.
Yeah.
They'll inject her with
I was adding. I was adding that AOC. I think it gets hidden by those pantsuits. You know what I mean? No one's ass looks good in a pantsuit.
She's a beautiful woman who's powerful and intelligent. I'm a huge fan of her.
I love AOC.
I support the Green New Bill and everything.
She does great work, except when she doesn't support Medicare for All.
Does she not?
Yeah.
Well, she did pretend. She did, and then when they needed to push it onto the House floor, she just was like kind of nowhere to be seen for that. Same as all the other fucking fake, like, liberal Ilhano, all those people that are like they're like the dynamic, you know, the trio where they're like, we're the young, like, lefties, and we're going to fight for you.
Right.
That whole Jimmy Dore thing. You remember that? Jimmy Dore was said, oh, really? Then force a vote for Medicare for All. And none of them did. They all just, because they have, you know, their own shit to worry about for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're all out for themselves. That's why nothing will ever literally get done. And that's why the Capitol riot was fascinating. But they let them in.
Right, yeah, the cops.
I don't
want to
act like that's not true. They let them in. Let's not act like the Capitol Police are that idiotic that just guys, all the footage I saw of people breaking windows, they were shot immediately.
Yeah.
But then you see footage of around the sides, and they're letting them in.
I think there's
I would let my friends into the movie theater in middle school. Like, I go to the exit, and I let all my friends in.
That's the problem, is they hire people like you as cops.
That's the problem. I work to be there, fair, actually. I let them in.
If I was the cop, I'd be like, fuck this. I'm not, I'm not getting speared to death for Mitch McConnell.
I think they definitely, somebody called them and said, just let them in.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a concern. I think there's a protocol where it's like, if we have this many guys on the ground,
right,
if we're facing this level of opposition, to avoid conflict, the move is to not, you know, engage.
Right. I think there was also definitely a just fuck it, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, that was the comparison everybody made, is like, you look at it when Black Lives Matter stormed the White House, it was like, there was fences up, there was like, you know, it was like, there was a 200,
right,
you know, Navy SEALs on the front of the White House, you know.
Right. Well, versus the president didn't send those people. Right. Our president sent sent the rioters.
Who was elected fairly, as we all know.
Fairly elected. Yeah. Stop the steal, folks. Yeah. Imagine being the guy that's still being somebody that's right, like, the Dominion voting machines were faulty.
There's legitimately people who are like, President Trump is running the government as a secret association.
They found out who QAnon is. It's like a Papa John's delivery boy.
Really?
I don't know, but I watched some documentary. It's just some loser.
Right, yeah.
They actually found him?
I think so. I think that
they found Q?
I think the QAnon documentary on HBO, I don't know, I half watched it. It wasn't very interesting.
I didn't watch. Okay, it's so crazy, they find a suspect at the end.
All the people that were a part of QAnon, they're all like Cirque du Soleil characters.
Well, I saw the carnival.
A lady with seven arms. Yeah. It's just a bunch of people with colostomy bags.
Yeah. You've seen the founder of 8chan, right? The
no.
guy who created it?
Yeah, I think so.
He's this big, and he's in a wheelchair.
That's the guy in the
wheel.
I saw him in the trailer.
Yeah. He lives in like a Puerto Rico, I think, now with the guy who bought 8chan from
him.
Is he rich from 8chan?
He's not as rich as you would want to be for having your life ruined and being this big in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, his life was already ruined.
He started as a Men in Black character. Yeah. So
if he's living in a moderate house in Puerto
Rico, that's not even him. You zip his head open. There's a little guy in it with control room.
You press a button on Trump's face and it goes out, and then he's wheels is inside of Trump's head. Yeah, the galaxy is on AOC's bra.
The galaxy is in AOC's pants.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that was
Steve Bannon is the big roach guy.
Oh my god. That's so perfect. That's so fucking perfect.
Steve Bannon's like, oh, we're facing a global.
I need sugar and water.
Sugar water. There's a coming global economic collapse in 2022.
My kids go to school with Jews.
Oh, Lord.
All parody.
All jokes. Nothing I've ever said is real.
Right.
Do you guys hear about Biden and the FDA? They're going to ban menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, this is a big...
And I don't understand... Listen, I'm...
Mm-hmm.
How is that not racist?
It's kind
of
racist.
I've read the opposing, where it's like, no, they were sold to the black communities and inner city communities, and they've been killing. Like, why can't black and Hispanic people, or why can't minorities have a vice too?
You know what?
Cigarettes are just as bad.
I never thought about it like that, because their argument is always like, flavored cigarettes are, you know, it's more attractive to kids. But you're so fucking right. I think you're definitely right.
It just seems racist to me. It's like, what's next? You're going to ban Martin on all streaming apps? I don't understand. Oh, no more Red Lobster on Friday.
You know, they're basically saying black people can't think for themselves. It's We're taking it away from them. Yeah.
It's insulting. They're grown. Everyone's a grown up. They can get what they want.
Yeah, Joe Biden's
I smoke menthol cigarettes all the time. I have a somewhere. Yeah, I have one here. I
used to smoke them back in New York because they're the cheapest cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're fucking minty.
They're the best.
They're taste
delicious.
Good.
You don't need to
I cough blood every time I smoke it, but whatever.
If you smoke menthols, you don't need to floss.
Right.
It just cleans. It just kind of starts going to work.
You save on toothpaste and you get a nice buzz.
Yeah. You're like, my teeth feel great. I'm having a panic attack and I can't breathe anymore. But the teeth, wow. They shine.
As they're falling out.
Yeah, they shine. I always used to go, I would go into bodegas in New York and I would try to buy Lucy's because I just figured out about that. And I thought it was cool.
It is cool to say, give me a Lucy.
Yeah, it was like, give me a Lucy. And every time they would just be like, in the accent, they'd be like, you cup, no, you cup. Like, yeah. Everybody thought it was a cop.
Like, we give these to homeless people. Like, why are you asking for a Lucy?
I'm the only guy in Brooklyn who can't buy a Lucy. Yeah.
This is how we found out that Jace got Eric Garner killed.
I was so jealous.
You kept texting him like, yo, can I get a Lucy?
I'll show that piece of shit. Hello, the police?
The police.
Hello, is this the white police?
Is this the police?
I talk like one of the Wire guys. I'm looking for a police. He's a good police.
But isn't that kind of, I mean, I told Richie about this and Richie was like blown away. He thought I was lying to him.
Yeah.
He was like, what? Did they ban
like flavored vapes or flavored dipping tobaccos?
Yeah, they've always banned flavored stuff.
They banned flavored vapes and all that shit. But Obama did, but Obama kept menthols allowed because Obama fucking smoked.
Right. I buy the menthol vapes.
He's smart.
Yeah.
They're the better ones, I heard.
Well, their rhetoric has always been, we're banning these because children are attracted to flavored stuff, but I feel like that's a cover-up now that you're saying it, and it's probably some fucking white, scientist going like, I think we need to stop these guys from smoking.
It's just Joe Biden's new 94 crime bill. It's just a new version of his weird race, like subliminally racist policies as he funds a genocide in Israel.
If they ban menthols, I will take to the streets.
You know, I'm 100% pro-Israel. Right. So
Joey is too. And I'm Jewish.
I'm actually not. I'm not.
I'm Jewish.
Well, no, neither am I. So, my thing is...
My dad is Jewish, but he's trans now. So it makes him a woman, so he's my ma, and now I'm a Jew.
My whole thing about Israel is that they're not the complete... They're not complete evil monsters, and Palestine isn't completely a sweet, innocent country.
I don't even know what's going on.
Well, what's going on over there?
I don't even know. Something
I don't want to get into it, but I'm just
saying... Is there, like, a fight going on?
They all hated the new Wonder Woman movie. They're like, it's kind of pedantic. It's not that good. The Imagine video was kind of, it was embarrassing.
Fighting over the Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Just kids with rockets just fighting over. He's like, it was a good movie. It's 78%. Yeah. What the tomato? you see a rocket. Oh, they always move like that when they're getting fired towards the camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Israel's just defending it because the lead is Israeli. That's the only reason they care.
That's right. That's right.
I don't even know what's going on there. I mean, I couldn't point it out on a map.
I'm no expert, but the people that go out there and say, like, Palestine's never done anything wrong. There's a lot of these, like, progressive people. Palestine's so sweet and innocent. They've never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a bit much. Israel's doing a lot of fucked up shit, for sure. But it's not exactly.
Well, yeah, I think it's definitely, and I think there is a thing in the progressive movement where it's like, I think the call should be for peace, because I think that's ultimately.
Of course, call for peace.
A call for peace versus, I feel like there are people where it's like, Palestine should destroy Israel. Like, I've seen that, and it's like, well, I don't know.
That's the opposite.
I feel like that's a bit much. Reverse, and then it also becomes a vehicle, and I have seen this, it becomes... You know, people have anti-Semitism, I think, just deep inside their brains.
Yeah.
Because you will say that, like, when there's an opportunity, like Israel-Palestine, to point out something wrong with the quote-unquote Jewish people, people will be like, yeah, that's right. Like, people will get, like, real.
I would say
nine out of ten
people that use the word Zionist are very anti-Semitic.
Right.
It feels anti-Semitic.
It feels like there's some anti-Jewish.
I literally thought these people were talking about like Zion National Park. I had for like a long time. Right. I was like, what is a Zion? It's like a big fan of Utah.
I thought they were like huge reggae fans or something.
Why they all care about basketball, ladies and gentlemen?
Like, Zion, I get Zion Williamson's good. He hasn't done that much.
He dunks
a
lot.
He's
good at dunking, but I mean, yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, why can't Israel Palestine just smoke a blunt?
Right.
Smoke a blunt and secure the bag.
Right. Get the bag together.
Just get back together. Smoke a blunt. Hot box the whip.
Right.
And secure the bag. Right.
You see me slowly edging out of the frame of all these quips. Just edging away from death.
What? That
was fine.
I'm just
throw something at you. You said the N word today.
You glassed me in the eyes.
Also, real quick, poor Tim, that it's like he's on the last Kill Tony episode, and then now we're talking Israel and Palestine. It's like the Tim Dillon show.
Right, yeah. I was trying my best
to
hide that.
We're not even talking Israel and Palestine. Yeah. We have no idea what we're saying.
Right.
Anyone who would take any of this seriously is
just doing
dumb.
Bits.
I stand by what I said about the.
I'm just trying to say Wonder Woman was bad. My only hard point is I hate women. So.
What is Wonder Woman?
What is Wonder
Woman?
I saw
the first one, but like the second one, everyone hated it, right?
Right, it's not
1984.
Great.
Female superhero, Devin.
I watched it. It was one of the worst movies ever made.
It's very bad.
The second one? Yeah, the second one?
1984. That one.
Yeah. Why is it called 1984?
It's set in 1984. It's set in
1984, yeah. And there's a book by George Orwell, which is, I think, a little close to today's times. Ladies and gentlemen.
Very good. Sorry. Where's the camera?
Yeah. Where's the camera? What if I camera yeah. one? Camera, I can
and
never,
of course,
I can never find a camera one, camera two, camera
and
one.
And of course, the book is called Animal Farm.
Yeah. Of course, Wonder Woman, Animal Farm. Looking down the wrong barrel. No, it's just very bad.
The world's crazy, folks.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman. Crazy, Blaine.
Hey, world's crazy. All you can do is drink.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know, we're just a couple of electric meats. We're a couple of electric meat monkeys on a skeleton.
Goddamn
just
right.
Just traveling on a spaceship.
We're just a bunch of bags of flesh. Yeah. We're just a bunch of bags of flesh riding around on a rock through space.
Mm-hmm.
Right, folks? Anyway, yeah. Jamie, pull
I
that
never
up.
Thought about it. So deep.
It's what we
Puts
are.
Puts everything in perspective.
Terrence McKenna, others.
I remember when I smoked DMT and I met the machine elves, the great creators of the universe, and they told me trans athletes should not be allowed to compete in women's athletics. They told me that. The machine elves. So.
Fuck. But yeah, anyway, the banning menthols is racist, in my opinion, and that's my final thought on it, really.
Right.
Agreed.
I don't really think there's any other thing to look
Agreed.
At.
Agreed.
I mean, it's just odd. It's like what?
The opposite take is that there was a campaign again, you know, the whole ad campaign marketed toward
urban
areas.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great thing that the Newports, it's like an upside down Nike
sign. We have to give everyone their own agency. We're allowed to choose. I buy menthol cigarettes twice a week.
Well, it does come down to, I think, an actually very good left-right argument. Do you give people their own agency to choose to destroy their body?
That's my
Or is it the government's responsibility to step in and protect
the community?
They're
trying to take our freedom.
White liberals, it's classic liberal racism.
Yeah.
They don't think minorities
you know
are
better.
Smart enough to know better.
That's what I am thinking, too.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with you.
I don't know how it doesn't come off
that
way.
I never thought of that, but I agree.
I think that is the racism inherent in it, is you're right, is the thing that's like, well, they don't know any better.
Well, also, it's also weird that every report I see on it, they bring on some random black intellectual of some merit, and then they essentially they're painting the picture that anyone who has the take that we have is a fool, and that they make a, you know, like even, Trevor Noah had like a comedian on, but like made a joke essentially saying like, oh, I'm going to go buy up a bunch of Newports right now to sell them.
And
you're a fool if you think.
And he's like making jokes about how the Newport, the ash stays on forever. Like,
right.
It doesn't get in the gumbo when Granny is.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, but
Comedy Central. Okay,
yeah, sure.
You sick race scientist.
Race scientist.
Jesus Christ. Who's running Comedy Central? Calvin Candy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's just gotten weird where, like the party line seems to be like, oh, you're an idiot if you are against this in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you're actually the racist.
Yeah.
It's very odd. And I don't understand it because, as we've said a million times over, it's obviously like, why can't any person make a choice that they want to make? You know,
that's my
thing. Like, it makes no sense.
I think that about gambling. I think that about every single decision. You know, it's like, I hate the fact that I can't play internet poker on all the good sites because it's like, oh, you know, we have to protect you from losing all your money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do it. Let me lose all my money.
Yeah, and then that comes down to, like, I mean, you can even apply that same argument. I think this is a real separation between Republican values and liberal values if you get behind the media. You can even apply it we're getting
behind the fucking media, baby.
We're getting deep on theory. Like, you can even apply it to, like, should all drugs be illegal? Which I actually support. I do think all drugs should be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the ramifications of outlawing it, I think the same as menthols, is you just create a legal and illegal trade for the same product.
It makes
product.
It so much better.
Yeah.
I bet you there were more, like, like gay bathhouses when being gay was like way worse.
Oh, yeah. Being gay used to be so much hotter.
So much hotter to fuck.
It was like, look at Prohibition. So awesome. Prohibition when you ban booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that made Al Capone.
Yeah. I started getting tired of smoking weed when it wasn't that naughty.
Right.
Yeah.
That is true.
I do think it's because they're naughty.
I used to fuck.
I didn't even like weed.
I used to fuck when I was still Christian and it was so hot.
It's a huge
shame of it.
It's way better.
The dark. It really was like being gay because it's like I can't tell anybody. I have to do it in secret.
When the stakes
are
high,
I'll fight the person afterwards. Yeah,
I'll fight the person afterwards.
I'm just gay Vito in The Sopranos, trying to punch Johnny Cakes.
But yeah, no, what were we talking about?
Huh?
Devin, you're about to bring up a new topic. We finished that one.
What was the topic?
It was menthols.
It was menthols. We went back to menthols after Israel.
Well, no, it was menthols. That led into, like, you know, gambling, you know, freedom with drugs and
that's
gambling.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone should have the opportunity to become homeless on their own.
I agree.
You know what I mean? The same way you have the same opportunity to become rich or whatever. Or not even though you don't. But, like, everyone in America.
The illusion to become rich.
The illusion to become rich. You should. Why are we babysitting people? It's like drugs. Like, most drugs are illegal because some idiot fucked it up for everybody.
Absolutely.
Didn't they do that in Portugal? I think in Portugal they like legalized all drugs and the death rate went way down.
In Portland, Oregon.
Portland?
Yeah.
Portland they just legalized a lot of drugs like heroin, stuff like that.
Yeah. They decriminalized mushrooms.
That was
I actually think Devin's right though. I think Portugal also all drugs.
Portland made it legal to burn down the city. Portland, the mayor goes, please burn down City Hall. Whatever works.
But in Portland too. I didn't know about Portugal, but in Portland.
I didn't know.
It worked.
I didn't know Portland.
Yeah, Portland did it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And it was a massive success.
Yeah.
It was a massive
success. Any drug is legal. We can go do heroin in Portland and in front of a cop. And he'll like.
Yeah, they have clinics that you can go to and they will inject you with heroin.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. Taking a trip up to Portland. Yeah.
It's like the this year. It's like the prisons in Denmark that we looked at that one time.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a prison. It's like a 4-bedroom, you know.
Yeah,
you
it was like amazing.
You get cable. Yeah. Like a masseuse. I'm like, I need to go to jail in Norway.
No, it's nice.
It'd be better than my current life. Yeah.
It is, like, literally.
Right. I'm going to fly to Norway and kill a kid.
Jail's better than most people's lives. Most people don't get 3 meals a day.
Well, in Norway especially, but that's it ties in because in Norway, those jails are so fucking nice. And people, when they get out of jail from those jails, they don't fucking, the recidivism rate is much lower.
Right.
They don't commit crimes again as much.
Well, that's the problem of the prison industrial complex, as I've heard Noam Chomsky call it, is that you actually are creating criminals at that point. And it's the same thing where if you legalize drugs, it's usually a black teen will get arrested for having just an ounce of marijuana on him. He goes into the system, goes into jail, and jail basically teaches him to be a criminal. He might get sexually abused. Right. He might have to join a gang.
He's fine for his life.
I've heard this somewhere. I've seen this touched on in The Wire and the show called The Night Of on HBO.
I read the autobiography of Malcolm X, so everybody shut up.
That's a good one.
Everybody shut up.
That's a good, Malcolm X is my favorite rapper.
Right. But even when you leave. Yeah, when DMX died, I was like, shout out Malcolm X, you were a legend.
You're like, what's the D stand for? Right. I know the M and the X, but what's the D?
I'll never forget when Malcolm X was killed by a gang of pit bulls. It's a tragic day. But even when somebody leaves jail, it's impossible to get a job. Every job application asks you about your prison history.
Right.
So that you've basically trained somebody to be a criminal.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the society.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's why I can't get a job.
Devin was at Sing Sing.
Man, ridiculous.
Devin was the bird man of Sing Sing.
The bird
right.
of Sing Sing. Oh, man. But what I wanted to talk about is somebody's phone going on. Is that your phone?
It's not mine.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was ringing.
Dingy because thing. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Is that a lane?
No, you know what? It's vibrating and it's just hitting my nuts. And my nuts are doing like a
clink, 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 clink.
Yeah. I have a metal penis. Yeah.
Joey is officially back in town. And I just need to talk about this because it was so hilarious. I picked you up from the airport.
Yeah, very nice of you, by the way.
Of course, of course.
A great friend.
Right.
Two weeks ago?
May 1st.
Three weeks ago?
Well, I think May 1st or May 2nd, yeah.
3 weeks ago, I picked Joey up from the airport. Joey's drunk, as he usually is. Joey's on a no-fly list. I mean, Joey is
we kicked off
most major airlines in America.
No, so we talked about this on two different episodes in the past. I got kicked off two different flights
from
being too hammered. Mm-hmm. One of them, just to clarify, because I don't want it to right. sound like I'm an.
You're on those. No. You're on those.
He just rushes the cockpit with a knife.
Joey is on those.
Box gun. Yeah. With a box gun.
Joey's on those playing cards they used to give you as soldiers.
What'd you say?
I said Joey's on those playing cards they used to give soldiers with all the terrorists on them.
Yeah.
Joey's the four of diamonds.
But no, so what happened was on the first flight, we got on this plane and, you know, what are they called? Stewardesses. They came out.
I think it's calling them a stewardess like sexist nowadays. I called them a stewardess one time and people looked at me. What's the new one?
Steward?
Fucking
no. Air whores.
Yeah.
Flight attendants. Flight attendants. That so liberal bullshit.
So sexist we don't even know the word.
I go, lady. I go, get over here, lady.
Hey. I go, sugar tits. Yeah. Give me a couple of nips of Jack Daniels.
Hey, sky bitch. Get over here.
Sky slut. Get over here.
Sky slut.
Where are the sky hoes?
Oh, wait, can you tell your story? Because I have a story that I think will match you.
Okay, perfect,
well.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'm on there. We're on this plane. Flight attendant comes out, and she goes, hey, you know, we're supposed to take off in 10 minutes, but it's a little delayed, so I'll be back. Well, we're going to take off. 10 more minutes, she comes back. You know, hey, bit of a delay. Hang on. We're just working something out. We'll be back. She comes back, and she finally goes, we have an issue in the cockpit with a piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take us. We just have to get it checked and get it fixed. And then, you know, then we can take off. And I was like, I'm already very hammered. I've been drunk in multiple airports. I'm pretty close to being blackout drunk. Mm-hmm. And I start looking to my, you know, seatmates and I go, but hey guys, guess what? This plane's never taken off. I go.
I remember this.
And I go. I simply know a thing or two about planes. Listen to me. I go. If something's wrong in the cockpit, it requires multiple people to check it to make sure that it's okay before I can fly off. I go. A situation like this, it's never getting cleared. And people are frustrated. They're stressed out. They're like, I want to get home for Christmas. It was
right,
Christmas.
Right.
And so the people are literally saying, like, shut the fuck up. People are going, like, be quiet.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. And I'm going, like, oh, dude, I'm telling you, we're not going anywhere.
You're the Bill Maher of the plane.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I continue to do this.
They're like, a bunch of atheists. And he's like, actually, there is no God.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm being super obnoxious, but also they don't know that we're not taking off.
Right.
And I actually know.
Right. You are right.
No, yeah. I'm right about this. I happen to know about it. So anyways.
You're actually being helpful.
No, I'm trying to, like, because I want to get off the plane.
Right.
And they won't let us off.
You're trying to start a mutiny.
Well, no, I just want to get off the plane and buy a new ticket.
There's fucking nothing worse than sitting in the fucking plane on the tarmac. Exactly. Oh, my God.
So, but they keep serving me booze, and I keep getting drunker and drunker. I keep getting worse and worse. And then finally, the lady comes out, and it's now like an hour and a half later or something like that. And she goes like, hey, we're not taking off. Like, we couldn't get it. And I said, I told you. And I'm so hammered at that point. What the fucking
time? Yeah, I remember this. You stood up. You did like a victory lap.
So didn't get kicked off that. We go to the next plane, and now it's all the same group. We go to the next plane, and it's one of those planes outside, no walkway. You have to walk outside, and then it's a small plane. You do the stairs.
Right, yeah.
And so on the way up there, I'm with the same group, and I start going like, oh, you guys think this one's taking off? I go, look at this one. I go, look at this one. Look at this piece of shit. And then so I get on there. And
you're a bigger terrorist than Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. No, so I bet like five people coming in were like, this guy's... Get him off.
Yeah.
And then, like, so I keep getting drunk. Before it ever takes off, like,
you were stuck in Denver, right?
We're stuck in Denver. And then Richie let me, he offered to let me stay with his sister. Very nice offer.
Mm-hmm. And then, you officially got kicked off the plane.
Yeah, so yeah, they kicked me off. And then there was another one that I can't even remember.
Right.
But there was another one. There was a few. But this one I remember. This is the classic. You were on Instagram with this one.
Yeah.
I remember you walking outside and you're on Instagram and you're going, "These people think the plane's taking off."
I was trying to rub it in their face.
You were rubbing it in, yeah.
But anyway, so I got kicked off of that one. But Jace, what were you going to say? Because I'll go back.
Mine is a little more sad than yours. Okay. But it was flying here like maybe a week ago, because I've been here like a week now, and I hate flying.
Yeah,
as you know, it's a 9 a.m. flight. I have my 9 vodka bottles, and I'm just I'm already moving, which I'm very stressed about.
Right.
I'm like, I have like a week to find a place before I start this new job, and I have to fly on top of it. And so I'm just getting hammered. I haven't eaten anything. I'm getting really hammered. And it's kind of important to the story. Most of the people on the flight were not white. They were just, it was just all black people.
Well, what airline were you on?
I was on Spirit.
Interesting. Yes. Anyway.
Interesting. I was on Virgin Airlines.
I was on JetBlue.
Right. I was flying us on the Soul Plane.
He was on that, airline NWA. Which is a literal airline. Yeah,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I'd be like, what?
It's like Northwestern Air. Yeah.
I was like, that's not what that means.
Like, you're like, it's the N word. He was 7. So I'm drinking my little bottles and I'm getting like way too drunk. And I'm like, already, like, I'm a big guy. So I'm like, clearly like annoying. I later got asked to move because I kept accidentally kneeing the woman in front of me in the back. And I'm like basically on top of this other lady next to me. And the plane starts to take off and I'm chugging like my 8th little vodka bottle. And I, as the plane starts to like lift up in the air, like it goes to like a 45 degree angle, I just go, and I drop the bottle in the aisle.
Oh man.
And I'm so drunk, it took me a minute, I dropped the bottle in the aisle and you just see it's clinking back and forth.
Oh no.
And it rolls like 12 aisles back and some guy just like scoops it.
Everybody
watched it roll back and they know it came from me because they just see my giant arm just go in the aisle. And I turn back at the guy and I go, I hate flying. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
And then it's like 36 people passing the bottle up to me, plus the people behind them.
Yeah.
And they finally hand it to me. I go, thank you. And I turn back around and the stewardess is like at the front of the plane strapped in. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. She literally mouths, what the fuck are you
doing?
She really mouthed, what the fuck are you doing to me?
Well, Spirit.
And then she came back through the middle of the flight.
They don't do that to you in first class.
No, even Southwest, they don't do that.
She was crazy. Really, she was taking her life out on me a little bit.
Yeah, it was a Spirit Airlines stewardess.
Yeah, because it's like, I should have a gun on this flight.
Yeah.
It's Spirit Airlines. You should let me have a dog.
Yeah, they double as social workers on Spirit Airlines. She needed to get to the next town so she could fucking bail somebody out.
Right. There's a lady in the back doing fondue right now. A live fondue boy.
The pilot of Spirit Airlines is a bird.
Yeah, it's like a James and the Giant Peach situation.
But yeah,
and then she came to me midway through the flight and she's like, "No, sir, you wouldn't be drinking alcohol from outside the plane during the flight." I was like, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, it wasn't from the plane. They don't serve
it was my
booze.
Own.
It was your own. And you're allowed to do that.
It's illegal.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
Wait,
you can
what?
Bring your own booze onto a plane, but you can't drink your own booze on a plane.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Oh, that's new.
No, that's been around.
That's not new?
No.
I mean, nobody enforces it. Like, can you imagine an air marshal pulling a gun on
me? But you're allowed to, are you allowed to drink right before, like in the
Well, the way
terminal?
To do it is like
this is the expert right here.
Yeah, the way to do it is like, so you have your booze privately snuck in,
right?
Then you go to like a restaurant inside of security and you just get like whatever, a big Diet Coke,
and then just
pour it out and pour a bunch of booze into
that. What I always do, vodka OJs, because I fly in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I take them into the bathroom and then I pour the vodkas in the OJs.
Mm. But yeah,
and then people are like, why is that guy chugging 3 OJs before the plane takes off?
I could have swore it was okay to do that.
No.
Yeah, I guess you guys are right.
You can drink their booze. I mean, it's just a rule.
That's why it's illegal, because they want you to buy their own shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, same reason you can't bring snacks into the movie.
Well, with fucking COVID, though, it's like ridiculous. You get a Diet Coke, you order like a Coke now, they don't even bring you the can. They'd pour you like 3 sips in like a cup. I mean, I, you know, in Southwest, I don't.
Oh, in Southwest. Oh, yeah.
I don't really go crazy, but like Southwest, even it's like they used to give you the can.
They give you the can,
cup of ice.
You pour yourself,
now they don't give you the can because, you know, cans have COVID. Whatever bullshit they
made
up.
And they're in such a hurry, they'll pour it and they don't let the fizz go down and pour again. They just give it to you with the fizz.
And then it's this much.
It's this much.
And then they make an announcement like, don't sip too long.
I started buying first class because, first of all, it's way harder to kick a first class guy off.
Right. Yeah.
They're way more lenient.
They assume you're like Scott
Joey
Stapp.
Joey gets first class because he knows he's going to be a big problem. Right.
They think Joey is Scott Stiles.
Class, the lady comes over, you're like a mess. She's like, yeah, I guess he's probably like about to be blacked out. But it's like,
yeah.
He's a high roller. Like, go ahead.
Right.
He's a high roller.
Like I mean, there that must is probably true. Some corporate policy where it's like, don't upset the first class customer.
Because they don't know who that could be.
They don't know who you could be.
That could be a big guy. Exactly.
And also, I drink enough booze on those things where it backs out to the same price. Because it's free booze.
Right.
So I spend $200 on booze on the plane, or I spend $200 extra on the ticket.
Right.
And I get first class.
It's a good strategy.
My favorite is when I have not brought enough booze because I need it on the plane because I get that nervous. My favorite is when I don't need it. Yeah, you don't really like need it. Yeah, it is also kind of an excuse to get just.
I always need
right.
it.
It is a perfect excuse to get lit up at 9 a.m. as well.
I use it as an excuse.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. I've never done it yet. I've literally never been under the influence on a plane.
Oh, you should do it. It's so easy.
I treat going on airplanes like I'm in my like I'm like, finally, I can work. Right. And then I get nothing done.
You're right. Yeah. I do that too.
But every time I do it, I'm like, I'm going to write.
I pull out my computer. I go, I'm going to work on the screenplay, and then I go. I'll do 4 Jack Daniels,
spilling them into the laptop.
And then suddenly, it's just me was listening to Steely Dan on full blast.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I haven't written a word.
That's my. I'll just get blitz and I'll listen to like Frank Ocean. I'll be like, I rule this world right now. Look at me up in the clouds.
Yeah. Last time I was on a flight, I watched the movie Flight.
I watched
where Denzel crashes it.
What a fucking sociopath!
I was like insane. I'm like watching it. I'm like, what's he up to?
I love.
I'm surprised they show that on the plane.
I know.
Yeah, they shit movie, but I love it.
It sucks ass, but it's great.
It's bad.
I love it.
I love that movie.
But DC, you were telling the story about picking me up from the air.
Yeah, so I picked Joey up from LAX, and Joey usually gets off a plane drunk. But I was like, you were like drunk.
I was pretty. I was very.
You're pretty drunk. But it was fine. So I take surface streets all the way home, which is like took like an hour and a half because the freeway was just horrible.
Yeah.
So you're kind of sobering up in the car. We get to Joey's new luxury apartment that he's living in the Arts District in Little Tokyo, downtown LA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Joey's literally
beautiful apartment.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. But it's his first fucking time ever being there. He rented it online.
Yeah.
He's just hoping the pictures match the.
I did a little research.
Did a little research, but it's like, so they're giving us, this lady is giving us this tour, and it's one of these apartment complexes where it's like it's a town. It's like massive.
It's 6 different buildings.
It's like a city in and of itself.
And conservatively, every building probably has 100 people in it, maybe.
Yes.
Like, maybe more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I didn't even do the math, but yeah, I bet you're right.
So, they were in the lobby, and, I mean, Joey's got, like, mustard stains on his shirt, and he's wearing, like dirty sweatpants. He totally doesn't look like he's actually the guy that's...
I was eating dirty.
Yeah, no, I get it. It was hilarious,
airplane.
And I look like shit, too, but I'm, like, you know, sober, so I'm, like, leading you... And they're talking to you in the lobby, and they're about to take you on the tour, and then you go, oh, wait, hold on. And you go to the bathroom, and you go, I gotta dump out. And you say that in the lobby of this really nice apartment company.
I don't remember that.
You go, I gotta go dump out. So you go to I don't think you even took a shit. I think you just peed or whatever, but you just made it, like, you said something very vulgar and, like, crass for being, like...
I don't remember that at all, but I believe it.
And there were people being shown, there were, like, couples that were being, like, given, like, a tour.
Right.
By another person in the apartment. They were just, it was like so nice. And Joey and I were just there like the fucking Beverly Hillbillies. It was so ridiculous and funny. So then the lady takes us on the tour, which lasts like fucking 30 minutes.
I thought that was me just being, it seemed to go on forever.
It never stopped.
I mean, the place but it's huge.
Yeah.
It has like pools, movie theater.
That's why I started acting up, I think.
Yeah, so she's, well, you acted up within 5 minutes.
Well, it was clearly you were also back in LA and you wanted to impress me.
You're making me laugh.
I hadn't seen Devin in a long time, so I'm trying to make Devin laugh for sure.
Yes, definitely. I knew it.
One of my favorite goofs is to like go and be like, you know, if I'm at a restaurant with my friend, like I'll get the wage. I'll go, by the way, my friend's like a pedophile.
Yeah, you've done that to me a million times.
Like, I have to legally. On the register.
He's done that. Joey has called me a pedophile in public hundreds of times.
Or we're at a 7-Eleven and I'll go, sir. He's convicted. I've seen him steal.
I remember us at a bar one time. Yeah. You doing that to Ben, and the waitress comes, or it was a restaurant. The waitress comes up. You point at Ben. You go, by the way, a pedophile. She's like, oh, okay, good. He's like, not accused, convicted. Jury found him guilty. And she's like, okay.
So
all right.
Joey, so the lady's leading us to your apartment. What does she tell us about it being a work from home type place? She says something.
Yeah. So. I can't remember what she said, but I happen to know it's a work-live apartment. You can have an office there or you can live there.
So she goes, it's a work-live apartment. She's in front of us. We're behind her walking. She goes, it's a work-live apartment. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Joey goes, well, that's good because my friend behind me, he's a prostitute. And he goes, well, he'll be hooking out of the building.
Yeah.
Like, but Joey's so good at
Did she buy
jokes
it a little
like
bit?
That. I kind of laughed, but I could tell she like nervously laughed, but was kind
She's
of like
he might be a
kind
hookie,
of like
right.
I don't. I mean, I look kind of like I you look at me. I look a
you
little
might
bit.
Be a brother,
I look
right?
like I could be in a weird way.
You
like,
could be
I,
a supple young boy.
I could be some little Italian boy being shoved up men's asses or something. So she like nervously laughs, but then what Joey does when people laugh, he doubles down. Yeah. He goes, I'm being serious. Yeah. Joey goes like, he's a prostitute.
No, because, what I'm trying
He'll
to do...
He'll be hooking. And I'm like, oh, no. So then we get to your apartment. The key is like having problems working, which she's very apologetic about. She's like, oh, my, there's like a glitch. There's just a weird technological tech glitch with the key.
Yeah.
We'll get this worked out. We'll go back and get you a new key. So she opens up your place. It finally works, but it's a little glitchy, and you couldn't let the key thing go for the next 20 minutes.
Well,
because
I'm worried about getting
to
my own house.
No, I know. I know.
That was a real concern.
But she made, like, a point to say, like, I will give you a new key. We will get back to the place.
I have low confidence.
So she keeps, of course, but so she keeps giving us the tour of, like, every other place. There's, like,
the roof.
8, 10 barbecues not being
the
used.
The pool.
A pool with cabanas, like, a bunch of cabanas. She's explaining the pool and the cabanas and stuff, and you're fucking with her at this point, like Larry David. You're like, so that's the pool. I take my shirt off. I have swim trunks on. I get in. You go, so then she goes, yeah. And you go, so the cabanas, I'm with my friends. I hang out with my friends. I then get in the pool.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, God. I'm, like, laughing inside, but this lady is just trying to, like, get through her day. Like, she's so, like...
It's her job. I feel that. Yeah, by the way, I'm going to buy her a, like, you know...
So then, then they let us into the gym. We get into the gym, and there's, like...
I actually remember that.
There's one guy, like, working out behind the glass, and there's, like, those yoga balls or whatever, those, like...
Inflatable balls. You lay on them.
Yeah.
Not heavy.
And the minute we walk in, Joey violently like kicks it against the glass, and it hits the glass. It makes this huge noise. This guy working out like almost falls off his treadmill, and he's like, "Huh." And the lady immediately walks up to it, like, "I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm blah blah blah. You know, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And she doesn't acknowledge it, and I'm like, ah, Jesus. God damn it.
I got a call from the manager of Asset.
Yeah.
A week later, right? You got a call about that?
A week later, I get a call from the manager, and she's like, hey, you just moved in. Just wanted to make sure the appliances are working. Everything's okay. You're doing okay. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. And then I found out the real reason for the call Yeah. Well, she goes, and by the way, I heard something about the tour. Maybe you got a little drunk or something. and I have like severe ODD.
Right.
I have oppositional defiant disorder.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a real thing, by the way. Yeah, yeah.
I have
Joey fights everything.
Any authority thing, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with me. It just fucking freaks me out and sets me up. But she goes, I heard maybe we're drunk. And I go, yeah, I got hammered on the plane. Like, what about? And she goes, she's like, ah, you kicked something in the gym? And I was like, I kicked a really, it was a very light exercise ball against a piece of glass. Like, it wasn't dangerous. I don't know what somebody told you. Maybe somebody said it was, they gave you bad info, but it wasn't a big.
Right.
Bad info.
Yeah, so I'm already fighting.
I mean, it wasn't harmful in any way, but it was definitely
terrible behavior in any
horrible
gym.
Behavior. Yeah,
but it is also in Joey's defense. It is just it's almost like I think I'm stealing this from McNutt, but it's in Roger Rabbit. You remember when he's chained to the guy and he's like,
I haven't seen it.
Well, he's chained to the guy and it's like a whole problem for like a couple hours, and then he goes to saw it off and he just slips his hand out. He's like, you're telling me you could have done that the whole time? He's like, no, only because it was funny.
Right,
I could do
right,
it's the right, same
right.
thing.
Yeah, no, he did
you're
it
just doing
it
because it's so funny.
Of course, yeah. I'm trying to make Devin laugh the
right.
entire
yeah.
time.
Right, right.
And I'm also worried that Joey's not going to get his fucking apartment, so I'm not.
He can't do that.
Well, I didn't know, but I was just like nervous.
California renters have the best rights.
Yeah, you're right.
In any
but I was just very nervous. I would have been laughing the whole time if I had been, but I was like, we just got here. Like, Joey's literally never
My memory you were laughing the whole time. Time. Right. That's
inside, I mean, it's a great
was.
Story. Then she tells you about the gym, and you go, you lift up like a weight, and you go, now, can we get some heavier weights in here?
Another
classic.
Yeah, another classic.
But he's being so serious. The lady really thinks he's being serious.
Right.
Joey goes, I can't. I mean, these are nothing to me. I mean, I can live. You make. I forget the pound that you want them to bring, but you go. Can you ask the person that runs this place to get some heavier weights in here? I can't use these. And you like tell her like specifically like I need you to the point where she's like almost like writing it down like okay 1,000. Right. She's like 1,000 pound weights. Okay.
Buy her pastries.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. I don't know what she likes, but I'm gonna buy her something nice.
The only other thing I remember. We're in like the elevator, which I was like dreading being in an elevator for more than like a minute with her alone because I knew you were gonna fucking attack. And she goes, "You go. So where are you from?" And she goes, "I'm from Vegas, but I'm an LA girl now. And I'm out here
dreading what I said."
And you go,
I don't know.
You like go like. So do you hang out with Steve Wynn and Johnny Mendelson, or is this some name of somebody that like she definitely would never know?
Just
famous
Vegas
like
gambler.
Poker players or whoever
shame
the fuck.
On me.
And she's like, no. Who are they? And you go, they're only the biggest developers in the vague, you know, in the tri-state area.
I've been reading a lot about gamblers on the internet. And why I don't want to say like it's just happened. That's the only thing I read about.
Yeah.
Period.
That's fine, yeah.
But so, you know, shame on me. I want
to.
I don't think
she
Joey. I really
she didn't really
I don't
care.
Think you have any. You don't need to defend yourself.
No, it was just all.
No,
it's
wasn't
just
malicious.
Such a funny
it
bit.
Wasn't nothing was malicious.
I've never seen you do anything maliciously. It's just always within.
No, it's always
a bit.
Hilarious. Yeah.
But so I do feel because I was disrupting this lady doing her job. So I'm gonna buy her like some pays. I'll ask her what she likes.
Go to the. She's not. I remember who she is.
Justine. I don't want to.
You
don't
remember her name?
I don't want to say.
Say her last name.
Well, there was another one in there with a huge fake ass that was like the one that I could tell gets all that she's the one that sells everybody.
Oh, right.
Because she was like selling a couple and the guy
because
was
because it is a place where people would get sold by a big fake
100%.
Ass.
100%.
It's those type of people.
Oh, exactly.
It's the type of people where they're like, I'm trying to build an empire.
Yes.
Like those types.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't care how many homeless people I have to step over to get home.
Right.
All
right? It's like, I'm starting my own business. Yeah. It's people where you're like, I'm starting my own business, and then you figure out their dad is Goldman Sachs.
Right. I mean, it's literally an area full of fake bullshit.
Right.
It's the WeWork building is Joey's view.
Yeah, yeah.
Across the street from where Joey lives is the fucking WeWork building.
So there's a...
Which is a fake business there's a documentary about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big documentary about WeWork where the guy completely was running... It was like Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah. Theranos. Like Theranos. Theranos. Yeah.
So yeah, WeWork's the same thing and I watched the doc and I'm like, oh, they must have like ripped all, you know, shut all those down. No.
Right across the street from you.
Right across the street.
Over. Thriving. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's also a cool, like if you walk a little bit further, you've got Little Tokyo and you got a bunch of cool Japanese
It's a very nice area.
You live in a perfect area. I fucking love it.
No,
I can't wait to hang out there after this.
You were trying to sell me on it. It's just not my type of area, but it is very nice.
Well, a big reason I live there is because I don't have a car and I need walkability.
It's right.
You have... Two cars.
I have two cars now, which I have two parking spaces.
Oh, the
spaces.
Work car?
This is how
work
much.
Work car and personal car.
Personal car. I have two laptops, nice. Two cell phones.
Damn, he's nice. Doubled up on everything. He's got a burner.
I'm working commission only, so I'll probably be homeless in a month. No, I moved. I did Alhambra, so I'm out in the sticks. But I like that. I like to be
That's
out.
What you like. Yeah.
Wait, you got the place in Alhambra?
Yeah, I told you that.
I thought you got the place in Glendale for three months.
I got the place in Glendale. I was going to accept it. And I kind of feel bad about this. I was like, hey, I'll bring the money over tomorrow. And then like immediately after the Alhambra place, which I liked more.
Oh, they got back
like,
to you.
There was like, I think you're approved. I just need to call this one person.
Okay.
So I lied to this very nice family that I was going to move in with. I go, hey, can't bring the money over tomorrow. Can I bring it over Friday? And they're like, totally. Figured out I got the place yesterday, and then I told them afterwards. It's like, hey, I can't move into your place.
Well, you wanted the place in Alhambra, so that's good. That's good.
It's, I'm so excited about
that. That's great.
It.
Great Chinese food out there.
Fantastic. I live next to an In-N-Out, which is you're going to see me. I'm going to look like John Panette in a year. It's going to be a problem. But I'm gonna be the really, really fat guy where I'm like, I only eat protein style. I don't eat the bread, so that's I stay fit. Yeah.
Rich, you can't buy one of those?
Boy, I'm starving. John Panette died at like, you know, 30.
Right.
And all his specials were named like, my stomach's full.
Right. John Panette's the guy where you're like, John Panette died. You're like, oh, wow. Yeah,
well, crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, Ralphie May, too.
Yeah. Both very funny. I liked both of them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not? You hated them.
I didn't care either way.
Mm-hmm.
They did their job well, but I never thought, like, what a brilliant point by Ralphie May.
You're glad.
I never was like, that's so wildly funny.
Imagine, I'm like, Ralphie May, the Carlin of our time.
I mean, John Panette's bit about... buffets is funny.
When I heard Ralphie May's Cuba diving bit, I knew he was the Colin of our time.
He was sad that they died.
Right.
But I don't like most stand up comedians anymore. I
mean, right.
Other than, like I said, Louis.
Other than Louis. Season 2 on DVD.
Season 1 and 2.
Right.
Check them out. Hell of a show.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever heard of this Louis C.K. guy?
Horace and Pete on Hulu.
Tremendous.
Great series. Yeah.
Another great show. Mm-hmm.
I honestly wonder when they died, did they have, I'm like not even doing a bit, did they have to make a bigger hole for them? Like when they put them in the ground?
Jesus.
They probably did, right?
Ralphie May?
Ralphie May and John Panette.
You know, I guess, what is it, a 6x4 usually?
I think it's more narrow than that.
I don't know.
It's more narrow.
I don't know how the grave digging business works. I know it should be one.
I know it's 6 feet deep. I think it's 6 feet deep, 8 feet long. But I think it's only like fucking 3 feet wide. Imagine being wider than 3 feet.
4 feet is way too wide.
Yeah.
You're right. You got to be right about that. You know, you must. There's custom. There is definitely custom. Caskets for fatso, definitely.
That's my only goal in life is to be buried in a normal grave. Is my only goal.
Well, first of all, your weight goal.
You're very tall.
I don't want a grave digger to be going like this.
Going out.
Right.
Are people still digging up graves?
I would love to be a grave digger. I mean, that's a great job.
It's such a classical romantic job being a grave digger.
Right.
It's like Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer are doing.
Yeah.
I would just love the grave. Digger's like, it's great. I'm my own boss, you know? I'm in the outdoors. I see death and destruction every day of my life.
Yeah, there's no negative effect. They're going to get taken down quick because who's going to come out and support to be like, robots are replacing grave diggers. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Can you believe this
Can
trash?
You believe this, ladies and gentlemen?
Nah,
and it's just the robot is like smoking cigarettes.
Is that still a thing?
What? Grave digging?
Grave digging. Is that like 100%. Is that still happening?
I've seen them at my grandparents' funeral.
What do you think?
What would be the replacement?
How do people what?
They're still burying people.
Right.
No, but they why are people digging them up? Back in the day, they
grave digger digs the grave.
But also, there's what are they call the guys that dig up the bodies?
Grave robbers.
Grave robbers.
Right.
Okay, I see the confusion.
Yeah.
That was the confusion. Right.
There's probably
I'm also retarded.
You mixed up digging and excavating.
This guy's trying to solve Israel-Palestine.
I told my girlfriend the other day, she goes, you're just not interested in things, are you? I go, yeah, I don't retain information. Right. Leave me alone. I go, yeah, stop acting like I'm going to like read something and be like, oh, I'm an expert. I don't remember anything.
Jace.
You got the brain of the goldfish.
Jace, at the taco truck, what was it? Devin's like, what's the difference between a lamb and a sheep?
Yeah.
Is that the same animal?
I kind of was trying to be stupid, but that is some... Honestly, my girlfriend said that recently. So then I was kind of like, I'm an idiot too. So I was like, what is the... And then it was my time to shine. A lamb is a baby sheep.
No.
So it's not that stupid. We didn't know that. It's not that dumb.
I didn't know that.
The dumbest thing
you asked what's the difference between a lamb and a goat.
That's what you asked. Yeah.
Well, because I... Yeah.
Which is wildly different. Yeah. Wildly different.
Get out of here. This is true. I'm not kidding. About... 6-7 years ago, I literally didn't know the difference between a pickle and a cucumber. I was like, what?
That's tough.
I thought pickles were their own
creation.
One of your best jokes, in my opinion, is why is there a drought? Because why don't we just put out buckets?
Yeah, that was a big bit of mine, right?
But it came from a real thing.
Sometimes being stupid is hilarious, and so I think I kind of started going with that more than I should have. With a lot of things in life.
Oh no, I think honestly, some of the best comedians come from a place of, because there's so much of a problem in comedy of being the smart guy all the time. So being the stupid guy is so fun.
It is very funny.
Devin is clearly a very smart person about a lot of things, but he gets silly about stuff.
Yes, and then sometimes I dig deep, but
you're the smart dumb person.
Yeah,
not the dumb smart person.
That's what you, yeah,
right.
No, I love twisting it into an intellectual conversation where we're like, no, being dumb is actually smart.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
which I'm very guilty of.
I'm completely serious. I literally didn't, because I didn't eat pickles, so I just thought they were a separate entity from cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I could see.
I honestly think I thought the same thing as a young man.
As a young man.
And I remember. I almost remember the moment when I learned that because I hated cucumbers and I loved pickles. And the minute somebody was like, they were the same thing, I was like, I almost feel betrayed in a way.
Right, a little bit. I mean, I knew they looked similar, but...
I was like...
Pickles are all cut up. I never see a cut up fucking
They're
cucumber.
They're grown cut up. That's pickles. They taste like bread and butter. We all know that.
But what's another thing?
Well, I don't want to put Joey completely on the spot, but when the ODD was brought up, it reminded me that I actually have some of the old emails that we emailed Cherie and Charles when we lived out in Santa Monica. And there was a time when Charles, it was our old landlord. We had this really annoying landlord. I'm not going to say his last name, but we referred to him as Cuckman all the time because his wife would just bitch him out.
His last name was something Min.
Yeah, so something Min. Yeah, exactly. And we just bitch him out all the time. And apparently he had come by and we had like hung up a punching bag.
Heavy bag, yeah.
A heavy bag. And I have Joey's email and it just always cracks me up. And Joey responds, so they had emailed us about the heavy bag, like, hey, please take it down. And then it had been referenced that like the whole, it was on an awning.
Yeah.
And it had been referenced, oh, the whole awning can come down because of this heavy bag. So Joey responds, he kicks it off with, she had taken, I would say, I don't know, a few days to respond. So it kicks off with, thanks for the timely and reasonable response. One acknowledged concern I had in regards to Charles's claim that he has the strength and ability to literally knock over the entire awning with a single front kick. I will, of course, respect and honor your wishes to not hang items from the awning. However, if Charles' claims are true, this seems like a massive safety issue. God forbid a guest accidentally bumps into it and brings hundreds of pounds of twisted aluminum crashing down atop a bunch of unsuspecting dinner guests. How confident, really, are we in the structural integrity of this thing? Is it okay in the wind? How about a blockage of some type?
He just keeps going. Right.
It's okay. Like a lawyer's defense.
No, no. If they're claiming that you can knock it over by punching a heavy bag attached to it, that's actually a legitimate concern. What else will bring it down?
Right. Of course.
A blockage of some type that allows water to accrue up there? That could get heavy. Unless Charles has a very sound Taekwondo background he isn't telling us about, I think there's a very good chance this awning is basically our own personal Tower 7.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Right. I'm heckling our landlord immediately. Right. Yeah. That's ODD. That's classic ODD. Mm-hmm. She said, don't hang a heavy bag. And I just started getting, steam was coming out of my ears.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I think you described it once as it's almost like you remember the alien, or sorry, the dinosaur in Jurassic Park with the fins that come up. Yeah. It's like when somebody tells you what to do, it's like you become that.
No, I can't help it. I just there's something wrong with me.
I think it really comes from a place though, Joey, because you live your life in a very like, you're very respectful of your surroundings and you're not like a dick.
Yeah.
And so I think when anybody comes at you about any, like, well, you're being a little bit much.
I'm not fucking with your shit. If I'm not fucking with your shit, don't fuck with me.
It becomes a very personal attack because you try actually so hard to not fuck with people.
Yeah, I'm not going to affect your life.
Unless
just
you're
please
drunk
don't affect
coming
my
off a plane.
Right.
Well, you know.
And your friend's there and you're going seeing your new apartment.
Sure. But it's even then. I'm not affecting your personal life.
Right.
I'm not coming
just
into your
nonsense.
Home.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not coming
into
your home and telling you how to live or something like that.
Right.
You know, I would never do something like that.
Right.
Which is how
I do that.
Right.
I break into people's homes all the time and I tell them
boss
how to
boss them
live.
Around.
It's a real problem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I got into security, because of Devin.
Because of me and Jason.
I was like, I need a way to stop
this
Devin.
This fucking guy and his machines.
Yeah, yeah. Devin just breaking in. Stop drawing all the time.
Are you doing?
Get a girlfriend.
Are you doing security for the next?
Yeah, that's my new job.
It's just a different company.
It's supposedly. I know of like 5 people who work there, and they're all like, "It's my favorite place I've worked at." So,
great.
Just gonna be doing that, drawing. You know, just fucking and drawing.
By the way,
Jace is Reddit famous. I mean, Jace is a famous person.
Jace is
sad drawings by Jace.
You know, all famous people have 19,000 Instagram followers.
It's better than fucking me. I mean, Jesus Christ,
Chris Pratt. 19,000.
Somebody linked me to like an old thing that Jace sent me where he photoshopped me next to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
And,
yeah.
And he just made me like way taller and more jacked than Arnold. It's a great picture. And I'm looking at it and I go, it's like, I tagged him at Jace. I click on it and it's now like a hot black chick took your shit. I don't know if you know.
What?
This.
A black girl stealing
like
from
Jace? Jace Avery is now like a hot black chick.
Really?
Yeah.
On Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram, yeah.
Wow, that's a problem.
But anyway, so I found it.
Oh my
God. And it made me start thinking about like.
Wait, really?
What? Yeah, you just alert Jace about theft?
No, because he changed his name to like Jace.
Right.
You know, Avery
Drive. Maybe this is just her name.
No, it's just her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why is a black girl named Jace?
Well, that's probably like
you have to very, have
this
Christian
is very true.
Parents.
Yeah,
there's, look, sexist
there's a black woman named Jace Avery with 0 posts.
Oh my God
damn it. She I was wrote, literally about to change my name back to Jace Avery.
That's so weird.
But so anyways, I saw that and it made me think like, oh, because now all the time I'll be on my Instagram and like a big account that I follow with 1 million followers will post Jace's cartoons. Or I'll be like, I go to Reddit to look at like MMA news, and it's like top post front page Jace, and like my friends that you know that I told to follow Jace,
they're
following her.
Well, yeah, they're trying to fuck her.
Yeah, of course.
Who can blame her? She seems like an attractive lady. I'll probably try and fuck her just to get the name back.
Black woman Jace Avery is hot.
Oh, yeah.
I will
marry that woman, yeah.
You should hit her up.
I would love to have a black wife. I feel like that'd be so funny.
You could take each other's last name and
it'd be
first
great.
Name. Yeah.
Right.
That's a stunning.
Yeah, I take her last name.
And
yeah.
First name, yeah. No, but no.
Can you imagine your wife taking the first and last name?
But no, it is remarkable to see Jace like in back in the day when he was sketching these things. It was like just like It still is.
No, it's great. It's amazing.
Still massive.
I'm
veiny
so
this.
Happy for Jace. But now it's on the front page of Reddit. AZ's like killing it. I'm happy that when I go on Reddit, it's like they're sharing something that I actually like and think is good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're not sharing, found this little doggo on the train tracks.
Well, a lot of people don't know. Like, I'll have one pop off like once a month on Reddit, but then I'll post like 60, and every 59 of them are like, you should kill yourself, faggot. Like, that's every...
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. People, like, get
so pissed.
What forums
do you post
them on?
Or what subreddits?
You know, the Fire and the Kid, my favorite subreddit.
My favorite subreddit as well. I love that
place. Fire and the Kid.
I feel like I created the Fighter and the Kid subreddit.
You materialized
when I found
it,
I was
right.
like, what is going on? They all listen to this show because they hate it. Oh, right. My God.
You're like Dr. Manhattan on Mars.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the official hate watch subreddit.
I will go onto that subreddit, go through it. Once every 3 months, I'll go through it like for hours, and I'll be like, man, I agree with everything they say. And then I'll be like, fuck, I am a loser.
Yeah.
No, the big posts are like beige frequency. That's the right. top.
Big beige guy. Beige frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
Love porcelain.
Porcelain.
Well, don't know what happened to both of those guys.
With an S.
Beige is still out there.
Beige is constantly.
They were both in the
workhorse.
Right. They were both in the Capitol riots.
They both got arrested recently. But we find out beige frequency is the guy with the horns.
Right. Did you see what the lawyer, by the way, said this week?
Yeah, they're like, I mean, they're retarded.
Right. He literally said they're short bus people.
The lawyer right. for the people that stormed the Capitol literally like just had like said like, I mean, come on, these people are like retarded.
Right.
He was giving them a break.
He was Dane Cook. Yeah.
No, it's the, new Twinkie defense.
Right.
It's the QAnon defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yana, they're retarded. Look at them. Yana, I might be a simple country lawyer, but these boys is retarded, Yana.
Look at him, Yana.
Look
they're
at him, Yana.
Horns, they got fur on.
Listen, he got big
running into the Capitol.
Yana, you think this man has ever had his penis touched by a woman? No, Yana. You would raid the Capitol yourself. A woman never touched your penis. I'm 500 pounds. I have a big white suit on. Yana, they're waiting for the Q drops because of wheels. A tiny little midget man in the wheelchair.
The little midget man.
The little midget man, Yana. Chair. He looks like one of the Monstars before they touch the basketball.
Oh, man. How long have we done, Gerardo? Hour 15.
Hour 15, wow.
So it's
I nice do have to leave in 6 minutes, but you guys
really?
Can keep recording, yeah, afterwards.
What'd you say?
I have to leave in 6 minutes, but
oh,
you guys
I
can
mean,
keep recording without
good.
Me.
That's amazing. I like what
I think an hour 15.
I'm proud of the work we've done here.
I think an hour 15 is perfect.
I think it's perfect, too, and I have
great.
To pee, too, so.
Stuff.
All right.
Let's end it.
Bye.
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 Yep. All right.
Then we just don't talk.
Yeah, then we go, fuck you, Jace, you stepped all over me.
You back, fuck you.
Did you actually record that?
Yeah. Oh, okay.